Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
All right, welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Tell you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's get to headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Thursday night football tonight, you got yourselves a little Bucks Falcons on Amazon Prime. Check them out. By the way, doesn't that Amazon when does Prime. That hockey thing debut, Jay Fig? The behind the scenes of the Panthers and NHL. Do you know when that debuts?
I think it was sometime this month. Let me see.
I'm looking forward to apparently, I was reading a headline on George Richard's Twitter. Apparently, there's a lot of insight into Panthers, Bruins hating each other's guts. Great way to start the season, dude.
Like, even more than before? Or
no, just like it gives you, because it's going to show like the series and how much these guys hate each other. You know, it got intense. Cool. There's a lot of fights in that series.
Well, that's the ESPN Plus one.
I think that's...
It premieres October 6th.
Okay, so that's... What is that? That's Friday? No, that's Sunday.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Sunday, new show to watch instead of... Dolphins?
It is filled with memorable highs and challenging moments.
Wow.
Interesting.
So is my life.
The road to the first Stanley Cup championship. Really?
Mm-hmm. I won the chip before. The old flag football chip. Turkey Bowl every year.
The only chip you ever won is not is either Doritos.
It's a Lay's chip.
Lay's.
Should say chocolate. That would have been a good one.
Yeah, so here's what George Richards writes. He says, Panthers and Bruins hatred displayed in new Prime Video series. The Prime series will drop 6 episodes on Friday and has 3 episodes which feature Matthew Tkachuk from the Panthers. episode 3 titled Winning to Learn is about Boston goalie Jeremy Swayman and Tkachuk. It's a delicious appetizer for Tuesday's opener between the Panthers and Bruins and Sunrise. Flood will get a championship rings on Monday, then raise the banner. Sounds awesome. Raise the banner on Tuesday right in front of the Bruins. And it's not like the Bruins have forgotten that Florida ended their season the past 2 years. The Bruins, you best believe, will come ready to play on Tuesday. The episode follows Tkachuk and Swayman around the end of the regular season before the playoffs begin. The last portion of the hour-long episode between the Panthers and Bruins is where all the heat came with it. We see plenty of Tkachuk and his famous family at home in Fort Lauderdale and get to know Swayman as well. There will also be plenty of attention given to Swayman that had to say about his current public contract dispute with the Bruins. Yeah, that's one thing that's going on with them right now. Boston has had a ton of preseason drama because they're not giving Swayman the bucks.
Yeah, weren't they ready to anoint him the best goalie in the playoffs yesterday? Or yesterday, last year?
Here, you know what? Here's the deal.
It's easy.
This is what happens in sports. You praise your player until it's time to pay him. Then they don't remember the words that they said while you were playing.
There's a lot that's going to be coming out this week. It's exciting.
You lied to us, J-Fig. You said Sunday.
No, I didn't. There's two different ones. There's one in ESPN that comes out Sunday, and there's one on Friday that comes out on Prime.
So good. So many Panthers options this weekend.
I still think she gets a minus one for deception, though.
Oh, okay.
What? What do you mean? Wow.
Minus one.
I literally said the ESPN one when
I asked for the Prime deets.
Okay.
And you're the one who brought up the Prime. You brought up the Prime.
A month ago, maybe.
Now it's gone to straight lying.
I think my memory remembers.
Wow.
Do I think?
Minus one for lying.
What, we got to check you for CTE? Did we think your memory remembers? Okay. What are you taking? Head hits in the mosh pit?
J Figs a burger.
Hey, that's a very serious thing, okay?
Man. The microphone picks up a classic chirp from Tkachuk to Marchand in Game 6. When Marchand was slow to the bench, Tkachuk fainted at concern. Are you okay? Tkachuk said, skating towards his bench. Then, I've never seen a captain quit on his team before. Man, no wonder everybody hates him.
Goosies.
Love that he's ours.
I want to see if they have that. There was like a moment where they planned a fight out or something like that. I want to know if he was mic'd up for that. So many memorable moments last year. So happy to be able. Do you think they were at the parade? Oh, man. Maybe your boy will make the silver screen. Right there.
It's all about you, isn't it?
Right there.
Not about the Panthers' glory. It's about Frog Boy getting
Prime
on there.
Prime video, eating a hot dog in the rain.
Hey, side note. What's the over for tonight's football game?
What is the total?
Total. What's the total?
It is 43.5.
Wow, that's low.
43.5. Yeah, what did the Bucks put up? Didn't they put up 33 by themselves last
Somebody
week?
Somebody asked me, William B. asked me on YouTube, do you think they will hit the over on points tonight? See, if these two teams were playing on Sunday, yes. Thursday is tough, right? Thursday is tough, but I'm going to say yes.
Well, they put up 59 last week on their point totals. So, short week. But
what I mean? I say yes.
I say yes.
Well, 43?
That's low.
Come on. That's low.
We'll take a break, play a little Goosies. No Goosies next.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Life. Day two, you're getting distracted. You know when the lights come on. What's going on here, dude?
You get a little whiny at around this time every day.
I get a little whiny about this time. Excuse me for wanting the producer supposed to run the segment. Excuse me for wanting
to do what I gotta do.
You know what? You know, if Snoop Huntley went to Mike McDaniel, be like, you're getting a little whiny with us only scoring 3 points.
Well, then maybe McDaniel will call some better plays. All right, number one on Goosies or No Goosies takes us to Saturday's late night matchup, Canes versus Cal. Does that give you Goosies or No Goosies?
Goosies galore.
Wow.
It's got game day this week.
Goosey's galore.
It's another test for the Canes. Long travel for the Canes to go on over. Cal. You know, they got a good record. They didn't lose to FSU. I mean, whew. Didn't FSU get rolled by SMU last week?
Oof. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wow. I hope it's not that long trip.
Sheesh.
It's worse coming from west to east because you lose the hours.
I agree with that. I agree. Yeah, when we're traveling, unless you get to Central Time. Central Time will mess me up.
Oh, my God.
Party got him angry.
I have never met a man who I thought was intelligent seem so dumb.
14-9 they lost to FSU. FSU lost 42-16 last week to SMU.
Yeesh.
Tough year for the Seminoles. But I got the Gooseys nonetheless. Undefeated season remains, even with old big whiner from Vatek. Oh, didn't see anything inconclusive. I've concluded your vest is stupid. Okay. And can't wait to watch it. Canes with a little Canes with a side of UFC on my Saturday night. What about you, Leroy?
I got the Gooseys. I can't tell you how much I'll actually see it.
Gooseys.
But I will be paying attention as long as I can.
J-Fig?
I want to see how they like, believe it or not, this is a bounce back game.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
It's a bounce back game from they had been playing consistently good football, and even though they won, it was a sloppy game.
Yes.
And so from that standpoint, how do you rebound from that? How do you get back on track? How do you play more disciplined football as far as the penalties, the turnovers, and what have you? Because, like, you're not going to be able to get away with that all year. And I hope they understand that. So, it's a bounce back and as far as where they're headed and how they've been playing, not a bounce back as far as winning a game. Right now, it's bigger picture. You want to be playing your best football moving towards the end of the season. You don't want to be searching at that point.
Right. And for now, Louisville is ranked. You got to get right because you're going on the road to Louisville the week, in 2 weeks because they got a bye after this. But, you know, if you're going to look at tougher tests of the schedule, these are among them. And yeah, they got to clean some things up, which, as you said, easier off a win you escape with than a loss for sure. Jennifer, where are your Gooseys for Saturday night?
Much Gooseys.
Oh. Gooseys.
Gooseys galore.
It's a new way to say it.
Marcos?
West Coast trip, bounce back game. Gooseys.
Gooseys.
Oh, hello, football voice. Ah. What's number two?
Number two, from football to football.
Mm.
The Pinks.
The Pinks.
They won the Supporters Shield yesterday.
The honest posh.
This is how it sounded on
Was five. That the team with the best record?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, the team determined to defend America.
What?
This shield.
Miami screaming, time should be up. And it is! The final whistle blows at Lower Field in Columbus. And it is Inter Miami who raises the shield as the best team in the regular season for 2024. They had to work for it, and work they did, as the greatest of all time showed just why. Tata Martino, Inter Miami, and Lionel Messi, the Supporters Shield champions.
I mean, man, comes here. He's been here for basically 2 years, two trophies already. Jeez.
Gooseys! All right. No Gooseys.
What?
Hi.
That is egregious.
Let me explain why.
Disgusting.
Let me explain why.
Disgust.
Okay. Why are we celebrating the best record in any sport?
What?
Because remember, The Panthers won that too.
Yeah.
And what did that get them?
They got bounced. But it's not. You see, this is okay, this is your Americanized version of things. It's a big deal in soccer.
Oh, dude.
It's a big deal in soccer.
So you win the Shield. Do you win? You don't win the
They have a playoffs, but in a lot of European leagues, you just win the season. That's what you win. Mm. That's how it goes.
Mm.
We're just American. They do the playoffs.
Win the championship.
This is very Americanized of you. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
No class.
That's fine. I'll be a dumb American.
No class.
Is this not the MLS?
Man, the goat gets
the American. American, right?
The goat brings you more hardware. Not impressed.
My question is, in all of the sports down here, will this be the only time we celebrate a regular season record?
No, I think anytime a team has a good regular season record, it's celebrated.
No, I'm again.
If the Dolphins won the division, you would celebrate.
Yes, but no, and it'd be followed by win a playoff game. Stop.
Well, don't they should the win Dolphins. A playoff game. No, but they should don't win a playoff game. No, but they should win a playoff game.
When the Heat have had the best record,
mm-hmm.
The Panthers have had the best record. Okay, so. We celebrated the Panthers winning the president, but they didn't win the Stanley Cup. So I'm saying, is this going to be diminished if they don't win the championship?
I'm sorry, Goat. Apparently, Leroy's not impressed.
No, that's not what I'm...
What do you got, J-Fig?
Can't have a conversation with you.
Hmm.
Can't.
No, I can. I mean,
you know what the hell I'm saying. No. You know what I'm saying.
Told you, Leroy. He gets snippy this hour.
Yeah, he knows exactly what I'm trying to say.
That's what someone who's snippy would say.
Nah, just you're sitting here.
Is anybody? No. So we're going to just celebrate this as victory.
Their goal is getting messy.
And if they don't win the championship, then what? What are we going to say then? At least they got the Shield.
I mean, what do we celebrate? Didn't we have the worst record last year, but we won a cup?
League's up.
Yeah, look at that.
That's different.
This is why people don't respect Americans when it comes to soccer fandom. You guys are sitting here being a bunch of pigs.
No, I'm not being. I'm literally asking the question.
Well, you're not asking the question. What you're saying is we shouldn't celebrate this. We don't celebrate anybody else.
I'm not saying this. What I'm saying is this. And so listen, if they don't win the championship, the MLS. Championship. Is this going to diminish this?
J-Fig, you got the Goosies.
Oh. Yeah.
Goosies.
I don't know what else you want me to say. We disagree.
I have no other points to make on. You still didn't answer the question, though. I asked the question.
If they don't win the championship, will it diminish this?
Yes.
No.
I don't think so. Because they haven't done
it. So it's fact that this is the only sport that we will do this.
No. I mean, the Panthers do put up a banner for the President's Trophy.
Mm-hmm.
You're acting like it's not. These are not accolades that are celebrated.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw Schmeathens was a little bit like, I don't know, because a Rose Bowl is like a big deal. But like sometimes I've seen people celebrate like, like the Home Depot Bowl. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but those are two home
traditional bowls matter. If you're celebrating winning
Sugar Bowl, Orange Bowl, Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, if you celebrate Rose the Bahamas Bowl, take it down a notch.
Okay.
Bad Boy Mowers Bowl.
Ooh.
Which the Canes lost last year.
The Smoothies
Smoothie King Bowl.
The Frisco Weed Whacker Bowl.
We know what
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The Bulls are that you should celebrate. All right.
So, okay, is this shield one of the Bulls you should celebrate?
Yes.
Nice.
Except it's not a bowl, it's a shield.
Even better. We were sound impressed. Me, though, I got the Goosies.
Goosies. What's number three, Froggy?
Number three on our list, Odell Beckham.
No Goosies.
Okay. There is that.
What, you're not happy he's back?
I'm happy he's back, but it's not Goosies worthy. Go catch a touchdown.
Possibly making his debut, though.
Wow.
Go catch a touchdown.
So here.
Go catch a touchdown.
Can I just say this?
Sure.
In order for this to get turned around, things like this and guys who haven't been contributing coming to contribute help in turning this thing around. Would you agree?
Mm-hmm.
So why aren't you excited that somebody's returning?
He's waiting for it to actually turn around.
Yeah, do it.
Oh. Okay. Okay.
Do it. Okay. Right now, the only Beckham that gives me Goosies is Cordell Beckham because of Love Island. What a great season that was.
Wow.
Oh,
what a great season that was. Those two, I hope they're going to make it. Cordell Beckham and Serena. But for right now, Odell Beckham, what's he done?
What about David?
And let me tell you something about
David,
him.
Yeah. And Posh.
Posh.
David Beckham.
Yeah.
It's a little much with him. You know, I'm farming now.
Can I ask you a question?
You were just needed, celebrating him.
Needed
Are you
Messi,
hungry?
Needed Messi to carry out
Why
his vision.
Why are you so damn cranky?
Do you want a Chipotle bar or something?
I would love a Chipotle bar.
Chocolate.
But I'm just saying, like...
No, why are you so
what
cranky?
I'm not being cranky.
What?
He said,
dude, you have
a little
what?
Much of David Beckham now.
Be he honest.
About one ten.
Honest.
One 10 hit.
You know what I got to say, to be honest with you?
Yeah.
And I don't want to be like too biting here, but
uh-oh.
I kind of feel like the three of you are being sensitive today.
Oh!
That's what I think.
Whoa!
Sensitive trio here.
Okay. The show did start sensitive, out with a witch hunt of me, though. I want
sensitive. Three miles. I mean, pay attention.
That's true. They did come after you.
No, that for the first segment was about shoes. Leroy didn't
You're
even
sitting
see.
Here. Like, you barely want to, you know, you barely want to look at the camera.
Okay.
Sensitive. Anyway, yeah. So you have the Goosies for Odell Beckham Jr.'s debut?
I do.
Potentially.
I do. Potentially. I do.
Goosies.
Because, like...
Well, are they Goosies or potential Goosies?
Yeah.
The more guys you can get healthy and back on the field, a better chance they have of turning it around.
Yeah, but guys getting healthy, I mean, that's not Goosies worthy. It's like about time.
Farmer David Beckham. So great.
J-Fig?
No, I don't have the Gooses.
Wow.
No Gooses.
Show me something.
Yeah. No one's going to talk about her not being, you know, in a good mood. Does she have the same opinion that I did?
That's a good take, J-Fig.
Well, that's
I am in my own, okay?
Can I just say this? You've been here longer.
Always here longer.
When you show up at 12:30, your takes don't last for 4 hours. They only last for a few minutes.
You're turning them against each other, Tope.
Yep. Master manipulator.
Who, me? Oh, you? Oh, please, stop. No, see, first of all, don't want to hear it.
What?
After that incident on Monday,
old news. Keep bringing up things.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Bringing up things.
What incident on Monday?
He's talking about losing to Bam.
No.
Whoa!
What do you got, Frog Boy?
I got no Gooses.
Congrats. I'm the only one?
Wow.
No Gooses.
So you all jumped down my throat, but two of you agree with me.
I have more Gooses watching the Panthers series and the film this weekend.
Wow. See? Whoa. How about that? Sounds like she's rats off a ship.
I'm on an island with this. Mm.
I don't understand why you do
that. Dave South said.
And also, I mean, Odell Beckham.
Stockings.
Sensitive. It blocks me on Twitter.
Sensitive
blocks me on Twitter over one gif.
Jeez.
That's what it is. He's so hurt by that.
Mm. Oh my goodness. Right, that's why. So he can never give you Gooses until he
No, you can give me Gooses, score a touchdown.
Ask him right now to unblock.
Hey, I would like one person.
What about a Odell Beckham anytime touchdown?
I'll see what the action is. I'll see what the action is.
Yeah, for sure.
I'll see what the action is. I mean, really, the Hard Rock should just be... I mean, anytime touchdown should be skyrocketing right now for a Hard Rock app.
Yeah, for sure.
Just to get some kind of action. When's the last time somebody caught a touchdown for the Dolphins?
That is, I think we're going on 14 quarters, potentially.
Jeez.
Oh, was that a run? That may have been a run.
Rough.
Tyreek Hill's bomb in week one, if I'm not mistaken.
Is that the last touchdown catch?
Yeah.
Wow.
Not good.
That's hurtful.
Jeez.
Not good.
Oof.
Be honest.
In fairness, Tim Boyle did put it right in Durham Smythe's hands.
Timbo, that's my guy.
Oof.
Jeez.
Got time for one more?
Yeah.
The final one we have all seen before. Dogs in various places that are support animals.
Mm-hmm.
This man, unfortunately, was not allowed to bring his support animal to an airport. A passenger in Uzbekistan tried to bring a 10-foot Burmese python.
No!
Yes, indeed.
Wow.
Try to bring that snake on a plane in his carry-on. No, didn't want to leave it up to get his luggage lost or anything like that. But he seems to be really proud of it, too. He seems to be like, well, look at my snake. Pretty good.
I got the Gooses.
Do you?
He should be allowed to bring that thing on. Didn't somebody bring a peacock on a plane?
Absolutely not.
No way.
What's that thing going to do? First of all, it's probably going to be pretty docile.
Crap out of you.
Nah, I think it's fine.
Python!
If it's in the bag, it's fine.
Python, you cannot put them in
the... Let me tell you something. It's less annoying to have that snake in a bag than it is to bring Scooby on a plane.
That's true. Those little dogs.
You really thought, okay?
Yappy.
You really thought.
It's true. You know, like he's been yipping all over the...
Snake doesn't make noise.
Snake doesn't make noise.
Yeah.
Can I just tell you, if I was on the plane and I knew that thing was on the plane...
I would not be on the plane.
Yeah, but nobody would ever know.
Yeah.
Really?
What if it starts...
Have you, you think on the plane?
Wait. You think if they would have let that bag through after showing the snake, that people going to wonder what plane he was on?
It's a python, though. It's not a cobra. If it was venomous, I would have a different opinion on this, but it's
whatever
not.
Whatever it
is. So you don't think that snake can get out and just...
I bet you that thing is so full and isn't going to be bothered at all. It's Uzbekistan. It's fine. I'm sure they fed it like a rabbit.
I don't think there's rabbits in Uzbekistan. Because there's a python on the loose.
What? I know.
Last one.
I
just think
you on the plane.
You know my saying. You know they call me Understanding Tobes, and I think we got to be more understanding of people.
No,
and I think he is trying
to
have.
Where's Tommy? Where's Tommy to call you out?
I don't know. He's probably home. He's off today. So like I would say.
Nobody called you that.
I would say. We should let this man have his python.
Speaking of that, Blue Chew.
Would you be on the plane, Tobin?
I wouldn't mind. If somebody told me they had a python and it was like, he's like, you know, if I sat next to, who's that guy that we had on, the python guy?
Oh.
If I sat next to him, he's barefoot. He's like, I got a python in here. Don't worry, won't do nothing. Damage is done. What am I supposed to do?
Wait.
But imagine if it was a dog.
You're one of those people? You know, I love the way people have animals and stuff, and the animal is foaming at the mouth, and you say, ah, don't worry about it. He ain't going to do nothing.
That'll be fine.
He ain't going to do nothing.
How would you know?
He's
right,
friendly.
Exactly. You know, he is a wild animal.
Nah, that one, that's a domestic python. It's albino.
That's like, really?
Intangible.
That intangible's python could not survive in the wild.
Really?
What would you rather, that python on your plane or a 6'7", 300-pound former offensive lineman urinating on a woman three rows
the
away?
Python, for sure. But imagine that, like, you know it's
whatever doesn't make the plane turn.
Yeah. Well, we know one of them does.
Can they stop playing that on First Take today? Tyreek Hill, time to leave? Stop doing that.
It's Thursday Night Football, guys. Focus on that.
Why does he have to go anywhere? Why can't he sit here and suffer with the rest of us?
Yeah. I think he wants to.
You wanted a new contract, Tyreek. You wanted to go somewhere else? Shouldn't have gotten the raise, dude. You're going to stew in it. Now go catch some touchdowns. Stop tweeting.
Got your raise. Now count your days.
That's good.
Thank you. Be here all night.
About time. Point.
Okay. It's about time. Even when he's giving me a point.
Point four. All right, we got to take a break. I obliterate the clock.
You go, boy. And it's sticking out, yeah, like a sore thumb.
With a forehead that it grew horns from. Still a white jersey. It's like he's still whining about the Bam Adebayo thing. Like, get over it.
Okay.
All right, take your losses and get over it.
Okay, don't disparage my boy.
The entire time, this entire show has just been like whining, complaining this whole hour.
I'm gonna send this
just
to him.
Go out there. I'm just gonna... we're back?
Who are you even on the phone with?
Sorry.
Is it long distance in the Bahamas?
It's not even here.
He'll hear it.
Man, that's tough. Anyway, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy. Hey, let's let you know one more time about Whiskey Stars and Cigars. That's Smoke on the Water next Wednesday, October 9th. Presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Enjoy a sample of Jack Daniel's Bonded Series.
Whoa!
Yep. A nice Drew Estate cigar and sports talk. With the WQM on-air staff, you must be over 21. Drink responsibly. Official partner for this event, the main man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than the main man. Go online at www.themainman.com. It's sponsored by the injury law firm of Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call them up today, 866-FAIR-FEE. All righty. So check that on out, everybody. And we'll hopefully get this some good injury news on the Dolphins. It looked like, I think I saw that only Jalen Phillips and Jordan Poyer were missing today. So that's some good news. Hopefully you'll start getting some of the concussion protocol stuff. Oh, where'd he go?
I thought that he was on the floor.
Oh, really?
But I think that was Drew. Is that what it's the dog?
I think it's the dog.
Dre.
Yeah.
Dre.
Oh, I see. You saw like
sneaking
a tail.
Around.
A tail.
I saw ears. And I'm like, what's going on?
It is not beyond Leroy to be on the ground potentially stretching during the break.
That's why I was confused.
Whoa!
You all right, dude?
That is his puppy.
Whoa.
That was the puppy that was nibbling on his Michigan blanket and now is a giant.
How about that?
Trying to
corral him. See, and you saying a snake is more disturbing on a plane.
Oh, look at that. A snake would never do that.
Never, dude. Never.
A python, to be exact, too. Pythons, what? They're the ones that coil, right? They don't really bite.
Yeah.
Yeah. They all coil. I mean, no, they coil. They all roll up.
Yeah.
Darnold, by the way, NFC Offensive Player of the Month.
Wow.
Crazy, dude.
Wow.
You want to know who was AFC?
Yeah.
Josh Allen.
Ugh.
Defensive Player of the Month for AFC.
Oh.
Kyle Van Noy.
Damn it.
Yeah, he had like 6 sacks, didn't he?
Kyle Van Noy. How about that?
Snitch.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought too, dude.
Mm-hmm. What about NFC? Because I want to see if it's also a former Dolphin.
Let's see. NFC.
Is it potentially... I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you look...
No, it's okay.
Is it Van Ginkle? I'd be so sad.
It might be Van Ginkle.
If Van Noy and Van Ginkle happen to be...
Really Aiden big. Hutchinson.
Oh, okay. Makes sense. Detroit. Pretty good.
But, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, Van Ginkle does have... He's been great, too. This has been a nightmare. This entire season been a nightmare.
I think that the thing that makes it a nightmare, every single team, every single player that you figured the middle-of-the-road payment would be too much is balling out more than the guys you gave money to.
Yep. Everything has blown up in their face. Every concern has hit the most catastrophic level.
Yep.
And there was nothing to hang your hat on. And then just to add to it, Jalen Phillips done for the year.
Ugh.
Yep.
I mean, this team needs...
What makes it even more amazing is that you knew you were going to have injuries at that position before last year ended.
Yep. But here we are. Going into they need a win in the worst way, and I just don't know how you get it. Because I haven't seen them look competent. Hopefully, a little more experience with Snoop. Hopefully, Teron comes back from this concussion eye poke thing. Captain Insano shows no mercy.
He got a concussion from an eye poke?
Yes.
At this point, I almost feel like they should try and find a spot for Paul.
So just put him at guard? I'm with you. I'll be for it.
I just think usually if he's one of your top 5 best offensive linemen, then you have to find a spot for him and hope it works out versus waiting for him to play tackle because he can still get experience playing at a different position.
Just have the giant learn next to just learn next. But an eye poke concussion. What the hell is this?
It's a giant. Oh, Chewy is back at it. You can't eat that. It's a giant.
Is he listening to you?
No.
What is he eating?
Well, now he has a quarter.
Oh, boy.
Give me that. Give me that. Don't run.
You know what? Let's call it a show for today.
It's good.
Leroy's got to go corral the puppy. We'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
I'll see y'all when I see y'all. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.